some reason, this page seems to get the most hits. I guess the church and the Gregorian calendar has done a pretty good job at messing up the actual present date. Although, exact dates are of no concern to me. What is important, though, is that as Christians, we should know the time of our visitation, which is something Jesus rebuked the Jews for not knowing in Luke chapter 19. Part of this knowledge comes from understanding what dispensation we are in and where we are at chronologically in that dispensation. Another way to understand our position in time comes through the study of the different feasts as mentioned in the Bible. Actually, there are more than three feasts mentioned in the Bible, just as there are more than three dispensations. Now, don't get all hung up on the word dispensation. In the Greek, it speaks of an administration or stewardship of something. So one could say there were administrations of the judges, the prophets, the kings, and so on. However, like the three main feasts that were to be celebrated annually by the tribes of Israel, you will see the Bible emphasizes three major dispensations that coincide with these three feasts. As you begin to study this out, you will also find that each dispensation had and will have definite beginning and ending points. They do not overlap one another as some would have you to believe. We are still in the sixth millennium, which the Bible correlates to the sixth day of creation, the day in which the beast and the man were made, the day in which man and the beast nature must be allowed to come into their fullness, which is 666, before that day can be considered finished. Lastly, for those of my critics that say I am in error concerning the work and timing of the sixth millennium, I would have them explain why then did God give the double portion of manna on the sixth day and not in the seventh? In view of the fact that this double portion represents symbolically the greater works ministry and the power that Jesus said he would give to his two witnesses in Revelation 11.